different strokes.
Finish. I want to find that video. I can't find it anyway.
Now, first of all,
you're gonna continue.
No,
Budusi. Sorry, man.
He's got Budusi on the brain, right?
No, it's just that bar about I get so much pussy, I might switch to bussy. It's crazy.
Button pussy.
Then he says Budusi.
No, he's saying he'll switch to boy pussy.
Bussy is boy. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's a crazy bar.
There's a woman on Instagram I like. She calls it Bucci Cat.
Booty cat.
As in like booty, like they're taking your booty cat. Like, but guys, she's like Monday Confessions. On the Lowry, that's gonna sound mad, because I don't know what you're watching and it sounds crazy.
Oh, so that. Oh,
yeah, we got that. That's originally where it started.
So that's.
What did he think we were doing this
on the
time?
Other side? What he said is on the other side. Because he's saying Budusi.
Sorry, I didn't even know we started recording. My bad. Sorry, I've just realised what you just said as well. Sorry.
So that's not, he's on the other side.
What do you mean by that?
He bats for the other side.
No, what? He's basically saying,
I get so much.
I've conquered so much gal, I can switch to man now.
And you keep saying that.
And you keep saying it.
Oh, no, stuff. That's crazy.
So then him randomly saying as an ad lib, Budusi, makes no sense.
We tried to tell you, but you didn't listen.
Yeah, that's crazy. Nah.
You was moving like we were talking about Robert again.
I take it back. Is this 191?
Yeah. All right, cool. This is episode 191 of the DSP podcast with myself, Reese. Happy to be back. Who do we have in the studio to my left?
Drinks.
To my right?
9-2-2-100! Mr. O, hey, ho.
That's a new alter ego. What? See, O never has an alter ego. Because we've had like...
No, he hasn't got alter ego.
We had Big D, we've had other stuff like that. And now,
O's why are you remembering my...
No, I'm just saying, because that was an interesting couple
first
of weeks.
O has an alter ego. There's a movie about him.
They're doing a sequel.
There's two movies about him.
They're doing a sequel.
No, it's a TV series.
Oh, two movies.
No, they're doing a sequel as well.
There's two movies about him. One... is Megamine, and the other one is Magneto, because that's what his hairline looks like.
Go, take this,
right, yeah. Go, okay, cool. I'm behind the camera. I'm behind the camera.
Gabriel.
Love.
You don't want to use your Nigerian name, no?
It's too many of them.
Right, okay, cool.
What's funny is people actually call me O. So, you know, sometimes when you say O, I look up and I'm like, oh, okay, you're not talking to me. Like, it's weird because people.
Because your rap name was Big O, innit?
Yeah, and my little brother's got the same name as me, technically, kind of like the same name.
Thing is, do you know the times where we've recorded Pod where I've almost called O by his real name?
Oh, he does it. He does that a lot.
Can you pronounce his full name?
His first name.
He doesn't say it any other way.
Oh, but the
name
you
know. There's two pronunciations of it. He says it the original every single time.
But the name Reese knows, is that your English name or your Nigerian name?
His Nigerian
name.
Oh, okay.
And he pronounces it perfectly every single time.
Well, crazy.
And Reese talks fast, and it's pronounced perfect every single time.
You usually don't get people that do that. What's your name? Is it Alamapo? That's what people call me.
You fuck off right now.
Alamapo.
You fuck off right now.
Adesider.
No, I only get annoyed here because my name is very British, and people like. This Reyes Wawul.
Reyes.
Oh, my name is Reyes Wawul. And even at best, I'm not telling you the German way to say my last name. Just my name's not Reyes. I have no idea who you are.
I don't know where they would even think to.
Reyes. Reyes. Or Rice. Or Reyes.
I don't understand how you just don't see Reyes.
My brother's.
From an R. All right.
My brother's name is. N-I-Y-I.
I don't know where he's going with that. But okay, cool.
My brother's name is Nii. N-I-Y-I. In school, teachers will call him Lee.
Excuse me, can you?
It's crazy.
Can someone help me? You don't want to register. You know what your name is anyway, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, could you?
All the Africans
know when it's coming.
Yeah, my name was always lost, so I always get.
You know when it's coming.
I knew my name was always lost, so I always just get to tutor at the back end because I knew, oh, Reese, you're late. Have you finished your restaurant yet? No, you haven't. So I'm not late yet.
So I'm not late.
Facts. Facts. But I don't. See, did you not go to a? Did you go to a sixth form or a college?
No, I went. I went college.
Okay, so in college, if you was late to class, would they let you in?
Depending on how late I was.
Okay, because with us, if you're 5 minutes late,
you did sixth, but you did A levels. That's why.
Yeah, sixth form. They don't. Yeah, they don't let you in. And then you don't get your EMA, and then yeah, it's they used to buy it late.
EMA. I only got £10. I can't say that.
Yeah, mine went down. Turn around that second year.
You're lucky, man. So yeah, Mark, how you doing? Sorry.
I'm floating. I'm alive. Right. I don't know. Wednesday's always a tricky one for me because I have my therapy sessions like
before.
Yeah. So it's just like I'm just offloading and understanding certain things.
And then you
like,
feel more tired.
Yeah. So mentally, I'm just like.
You should talk about that.
Talk about what?
Because a lot of black people don't go for therapy or don't know how to get into therapy. So
I personally believe, like, for me, I don't believe in therapy. That's why I want
to
go.
See, the thing is, I used to say that. No.
But there's a reason why I don't believe in therapy.
Yeah.
Push these issues off me like.
For me, it was a case
of. It's not for everyone.
Yeah. Because obviously, you know, I've studied it, psychology graduate, of course, but I'm never going to use it, of course. I'm just.
So you've got a bit of dust on your shoulder, you want to.
Yeah, just.
All right, Leo.
But you know what it is? So for me, I've always said, like, you know, when someone's being paid to listen to your issues, right? How authentic can it be? But at the same time.
You're so cynical.
But at the same time, like, I know people, for example, like, you've met them before, but I can't say the name, cause I won't let them know they're on. Yeah, mm-hmm. But you know who it is, one of my guys. And he had a therapy session. And he said he was never, like, his mind changed so quickly after the first 20 minutes. Like, just because he was like, the therapist asked him a question that unlocked all of his problems. And he's never wanted to say the problem directly.
Can I ask a question?
But then the therapist knew what it was.
I'm not this person, but I need to ask a question.
Yeah.
With two.
Mm-hmm.
Was his therapist black? And
yes, it was a black woman.
And do you feel like, culturally, when you go and seek a therapist, that the therapist should be of the same elk slash background as you to better understand what you've probably been through
personally
culturally.
if you ask me yes, because I think as a black therapist there's things you would just understand because you've grown up within the same community. And this is what I say about the UK, we've got what's called a hybrid culture.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as a Nigerian, there's no such thing as a Jamaican,
especially now.
Not now. It's literally, you are both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You are both. There's just that you can't. If you're Nigerian, you're indulging in Jamaican culture. If you're Jamaican, you're indulging in Nigerian culture. We've built something so beautiful, actually, because in America, it's completely different.
Everyone is separate.
It's separate
the
in America.
Communities
so, yeah,
stay separate like
so
that.
So the Caribbeans, the island people. And the black people, the Africans are the Africans. And the foundational black Americans
people.
Are the foundational
said,
black Americans.
Caribbean are island people. Africans are continental people.
So it's like, but it's like they're still going through, because listen to, like, just analyzing and listening to some of the things they say, they're going through the stages that we had in like
the '90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, what, like our African booby warrior,
like
Jamaicans, all they do smoke weed. You know, like the little
but
dumb
you know,
things.
You know,
yeah.
But you know what's effed with Americans now? I feel like, see, when you look at Caribbeans as a whole, Caribbeans kind of understand their place now, whether it's like you're a British-born Caribbean or you're like from the island Caribbean. And even being Caribbean member, like, especially Jamaicans, one world, one people, because obviously you get Chinese Jamaicans, white Jamaicans, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Africans as a whole, right, yeah, as in like West Africans, Central Africans, I think even South Africans, their place in the world, whether it's between or through music or not, guys, what's wrong? Oh. Their place in the world, whether it's between music or just whatever it is.
Oh, it's fine.
Right, yeah. They kind of found their spot where society's kind of
uh-huh.
Society, they've kind of found their spot where they're kind of like, okay, cool, this is where we are, this is what we stand on, this is our music, this is us, whatever.
Yeah.
America, and I could be wrong, Americans would probably kill me for hearing this, I think black Americans have adopted the God bless America, no place else. We are the most important. We are the dominant blacks. We are, do you know what I mean? You
yeah.
know that? You know that? That we're the best country ever. And I feel like we're optically looking at it from the outside. Black people from other places may have similar problems, but we're figuring them out. Whereas America are either standing still or moving backwards. Mm-hmm. So where they're used to being the main front runners were like, they're the culture, they do this, they do that. Now it's like, nah, you're not. Like, and yeah. I think they're struggling with not being number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to the therapy thing. Like,
mine's not black.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So would you say then, from your experience, would you say it's not like, it's not important? Well, to you at least.
For me, I go by what I want to talk about. If it's something of my culture or something like that, then yeah, I probably prefer a black person to talk about. But then
the things also, you're talking about aren't specific for black people.
Yeah. Okay. And when I did talk about certain stuff, like what was happening during COVID times, George Floyd and stuff like that, I could hear the tone change and the shift change. Like,
sure, uncomfortable.
It felt a bit uncomfortable for her, but I was just releasing whatever was going through my mind. So for me, I just needed a platform where I could just vent.
Yeah.
And I knew that she probably wouldn't understand a lot of it, but it's kind of teaching her that, you know, we all come from different backgrounds.
Mm.
We all are affected different ways. You may not understand it, but you're going to listen to it.
Yeah.
So I've never found an issue with it.
Man hit with a Nene Leakes. I said what I said. Yeah.
And I've never found an issue with it. For me, it's all about sharing what I want to develop or I want to improve on. I see it as like a car, like literally if it's broken down, I want to try and fix it.
Mm.
Sometimes I can't fix it by myself. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to reach out for help if I can. Yeah.
Would you go to therapy?
Yeah, I would. I should. I think from when my dad died, I should have gone.
Because there is something.
It's trauma, right?
Grief.
It's trauma. Yeah, it's trauma. Yeah. It's your brain's not. As I said to people, if you've never lost someone, like, it's harder for you to gauge it. I said to people, like, I said to a pod the other day, I think it was Rory and Miles, that if you're at a certain age and you've been to minimal funerals, I commend you, bro. I've been to three. Yeah. I've been to three this year already, and we've just got to March. And I went to two in the space of like 3 weeks. Mm. So like last week weren't here, funeral.
Yeah.
Then I was here when I weren't meant to be here. And then the week before, I was at a funeral for my friend's mum. So like for me, it's one of the ones where it's like, so I gauge death differently, innit? Mm. So my logical brain supersedes my emotional brain when it comes to death. Like the reason why, it's not that I don't believe in therapy. I just don't think therapy is going to help me.
You.
So it was like, oh, you don't know till you try it. And I remember having this argument with someone like probably early last year. And they were talking about their experiences with people they've dated and just that, obviously, mental health and the rest of that stuff, yeah. And because one of my friends is like, got really, really bad mental health and he's been in therapy for years, I asked a question that she couldn't answer and I think she got angry by it. I was like, okay, cool. So, yeah, you think you're saying it's like therapy is the be all end all, but if therapy doesn't work, what is the secondary option that you can suggest for someone else? But it didn't, that's the problem about it. Because I honestly believe when it comes to people with mental health, people only care to a certain amount.
Yeah.
When it becomes a burden, people,
don't
really, you know what I mean? But I think everyone needs an outlet, and I think if therapy is the way for some, great. But I feel like everyone needs an outlet to a certain extent, just to kind of release like the troubles of life or stress management or, do you know what I mean?
I do see and agree that it is not for everyone. Works for some people, it doesn't work for some people. But there's also that element of people who are just still, to this day, just too macho to even consider therapy as any form of option that could help them in any sort of way. Mm. When they may have been through enough stuff that you're like, listen, talk to somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially if they don't talk as well.
All right, sorry, I had to figure out the way to how to say this. The other day, about 2 months ago, my uncle went into hospital. He lives in Connecticut. He went into hospital. Something was wrong with his legs. His legs just for some reason just suddenly started inflating with water. So he went to hospital. My sister drove down from Detroit because he was refusing to go to hospital. So my sister drove down from Detroit to Connecticut, took him to the hospital. He came out just yesterday, actually. He's home now. But after they had had him for a few days, we got on the phone with him, and my sister said, you know, Uncle, do you think maybe you, when you've kind of come out of all this and you're recovering, maybe you should seek therapy. He went off. Why? Why do you think I need it?
No.
What do you think's wrong with me? What? If you think that I have something wrong with what's going on in my life, tell me, what specifically are you talking about? No, you're not talking about this situation. You're talking about something else in my life. What are you trying to say? And it was like,
whoa, take time.
Easy, young. We're just...
Why are you laughing?
I can understand.
You know, come on.
Something similar, right?
My dad, the advert came on the TV about mental health. My dad said, we don't have no mental health rubbish in Nigeria. He said, you know why we don't have mental health? Because we're not evil.
Oh my gosh.
Why is that? It's how harshly he stands on mental health. It's for evil people.
Yo, like, I've heard that before. Oh, if you have mental health, holy, you suffer from mental health because you don't know Jesus or you don't know God.
No, he's all right, bro. No, he didn't even say it related to Jesus. He just says the Western world, he said people in the Western world, they're so evil, they don't know how to deal with themselves. It was like, that's how we do that. But he does not believe in any form of therapy. Any form of therapy. And the funny thing is, until he got COVID. And you know how for COVID, it says for some people, it affects their mental health. Mm-hmm. Like how they... So when he got COVID, the depressive state he was in, he had to kind of realize.
Strong man, bro. Of course, he's gonna feel it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He had to kind of realize, and now he realizes that mental health is, you know, and he's, you know, I say this all the time.
It's not witchcraft. It's not for evil people.
I say this all the time, and oh, know what I mean when I say this. You see, with like African parents,
unless he's calling his dad evil now.
You see, with like African parents, they're still learning. Like I believe, like a lot of them are hard headed. But then eventually they get to a stage where, okay, there's certain things they just have to learn and open up their mind to. So, for example, I used to have anxiety attacks and they couldn't fathom where it was. Like my dad, but my mum could, but my dad just could not fathom where it was.
No, you just weren't, because you weren't going to church. That's why that was happening.
So his mum, he used to, like, it would either be spiritual or it would be something random. And so he kind of had to realize, okay, look, once we went to the doctors a couple of times and they said, panic attacks, anxiety, blah, 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 blah. Then he had to kind of realize, okay, cool.
This is actually a thing, isn't it?
As proud as he is, bro, you're not a doctor. You ain't got no answers for that.
You can't argue with a doctor.
You ain't got no answers for
it. But it's crazy. But then they would argue, you know, like, an African can get diagnosed with a high blood pressure, diabetes.
A lot of oil in black people.
And to them, some of them would, like, my dad's been hard-headed on not taking medication now.
My dad's like that as well. His leg could be dropping off. He's like, I'll be alright.
And and we are like, and that's the thing. We are kind of scared of because you know hospital's weird, right? So, like, another thing, like, I'm pretty sure African parents have told you the same thing. Things like cancer wasn't a thing
back then. But it's also not a thing. When you go home, like, it's rare.
Yeah, it's rare, right? I didn't have a hair of family members or people back home. My mum said that it was just something you would never hear of.
Yeah.
Like, you would never hear.
Fresh food, clean air.
So my mum was like, only when she got to England, that's when this person's got cancer. And, like, even, like, my parents getting their head around that as a disease is like, bro, that's mad. Like, because back home, we never heard of this. Like, it wasn't a...
One, vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got natural minerals from the food you eat, natural vitamins from the food and the sun that you're consuming on a daily basis. Like, when you're in the West, bruv, especially if you're living in England, the sun don't come out, it's grey, it's raining, skin's under obo like you're being chased by stairs. Like, there's so many variables that... Why are you laughing? It's true, though. I'm not even taking a piss.
Yeah, no.
I know. The truth is funny,
but the majority of us, like, black people have vitamin D deficiencies because like the majority of us, that's the first thing. Mm.
Do you take tablets? I take tablets daily. I got some in the house.
No, my mum's got them and she tells us to, but
that zinc, macaroot, you have to take them.
Yeah, I know that. I'm macaroot and zinc's good for your joint. And I told you
as long as we're focused.
I swear he's got
what do you call it? The macaroot one's not a lie.
I've heard of that one too.
I swear you sent me the link for that.
Yeah, I did. It's not a lie.
I told you about my experience with CMOS. And my joint was jointing randomly, just jointing.
Stand up guy like Dave Chappelle, yeah?
Huh?
You're a stand-up guy like Dave Chappelle, yeah?
Oh, this is crazy.
Attention!
So, for me, mixing the CMOS with the macaroot might end my joint, it might over-joint my joint, so... Yeah.
Can you over
Okay, bro, how's your week been, bro?
Can you over-joint the joint?
Yeah, nah, vitamin D deficiency, yeah, it's real, it's real.
Take the tablets, man.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you? Oh, Seth.
I'm not taking enough vitamins, apparently. I'm alive. I'm all right, honestly. Just all right.
Let's get this pod just on the road, right. Even though we kind of, that therapy topic is really interesting to me as well.
Yeah. We're just normal men.
Let's kick this off properly, yeah? I don't want to introduce this. Mark, Diane Abbott.
That's me! Wow.
I've got a video I want to play, but I'll play it after we kind of discuss it.
Cool. In the news this week, it has come out that a conservative donor, someone who donated money...
$10 million?
$10 million to...
A little bit of change.
$5 million. $5 million went to Rishi, $5 million went to the conservatives. $10 million in total. He all right. So in a private meeting at his company, he owned a software company that did things in relation to COVID. So obviously he's doing well. In a private meeting, he had said that it's like trying not to be racist, but you see Diane Abbott on the TV and you're just like, you just want to hate all black women because she's there. And I don't hate all black women at all.
All, okay.
But I think she should be shot.
Who said this?
Yeah, bro.
Frank
His name is Frank Hester.
Oh, I saw Rishi Sunak say he apologised, so we should forgive him.
Now, wait.
But he's an alleged comment. So if it's an alleged comment, why are you apologising?
The Prime Minister said...
And get over it.
The Prime Minister said the comments allegedly made by Frank Hester were racist and wrong. Right. He has now apologised for the offence caused, and where remorse is shown... it should be accepted.
Wow.
The Prime Minister says... Wowee. The Prime Minister... Wait. Oh, it gets better. The Prime Minister said there is no place for racism in public life. And as the first British Asian Prime Minister leading one of the most ethnically diverse cabinets in our history, the UK is living proof of that fact.
That's why I don't believe in OPOC. Or whatever they call it, POC.
I'm not a person of color, bro.
I'm not a person. I'm not with
no,
you.
No, that's
man.
Not my, my. I hate BAME.
I'm not with
BAME,
you, man. Yeah,
what
yeah.
You call
yeah. Garage.
Urban. Hate that one.
I'm not.
Hate that one.
No, I don't mix. I don't mix with you, man. Like that.
Can I go further? Really. Actually, no. Go. Okay. No, go ahead. There's a video I want to add on to this, which will make this situation even worse.
What? The first thing that this has made me think as just a black man is that it's, and we've known this for a while. But whenever you get an example of it, it really just breaks your heart just a little bit. I was gonna say like Clifford the Big Black.
But all
it
I heard
breaks
was,
his heart. It breaks his heart.
But then
you know what I mean?
It's funny because like, yeah, I said it. And like, two tears in a bucket. Fuck it. Like,
this takes the stage.
Like, there's nothing more. This like, is, yeah, I said it. Now what?
Yeah,
this
well,
is,
yeah.
And that's the most pain. That's the most painful thing.
I like my racist, but that's out of pocket. That's mad.
That's
because man wants to keep his 10 mil. Money's on the line.
Wait.
There's more.
It gets better. In 2019, at his TPP headquarters. That's the company.
Sounds racist to me.
TPP sounds like...
Right, sorry. In the TPP headquarters, which overlooks a railway line in Leeds... The man, Mr. Heston, spoke at the headquarters
His name is Peasant. I'm not calling him a mister.
He asked if there was no room for the Indians then, before adding, climb on the roof, like on the roof of the train there, maybe.
Can I ask how old this man is?
He is...
I bet he's in his 50s or 60s.
Yeah. In a memento... Mr. Heston is
32.
Ah,
racist age.
32.
Wait, he was born in. He's
58.
Nah, 58. He's 58. Is that racist
age? He's 58 years old.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
I'm gonna add more food to the fire, by the way.
Yeah.
Add it. Right. Yeah. So here's my issue. Yeah. PC1 up, bro. This is why I say yeah. Why black people are not respected. Are you ready?
We're washed.
No. You ready?
If all black women were like her, I would be embarrassed, frankly. So we're all different. I think where he's gone wrong is conflating behaviour with colour of skin, so people can deem that as racist. But to me personally, I wasn't offended because I just think Diane Abbott is a mess. But that
shouldn't... Can I say something? Can you pause that?
Let's finish.
Talking about her behaviour.
But the fact that he doesn't see it that way makes it even more troubling.
There's a lot of
that he can say, oh, I didn't realise it was racist. It was victim blaming for her being both black and a woman.
One at a time, and then we'll bring Jonathan in eventually. Take Black Lives Matter. I've got a very, very good friend of mine who said, and she's been the best friend of mine, she's taken care of me whenever I've needed it. She said that you can see why people would start to hate black people because of the behaviour of Black Lives Matter and because of what went on that.
She's even done. You know what? Is this so? This is a black woman, yeah? I'm gonna say something, it might be controversial.
Wait, before you say that, I just saw a comment. My brother posted, he said, the hair said more than she did.
Here's the thing. What I'm saying might be controversial. I don't know, right? I think I'm, from judging from the way that person's talking, I might be wrong. I'm 90% sure. 99% sure that's an African talking. Because I could just tell by some of the words that we use.
Her name is Nana Akua.
Oh, There it is. There it is, Nana. This is a Guardian. There it is. It's done. Done deal. Close the transfer window. Finished. Do you know how I knew it was an African? I just knew it. Because I'll tell you something.
You know they love...
Jamaican black woman's not... would never go on whatever platform that is and talk like that. I have aunties, yeah? There's a lot of Africans, right? This is a conversation loads of us aren't ready for.
There's
a lot of Africans, yeah, that see no wrong in what European people do, right? It's in... They look at them and the white is right thing. Yeah. Okay, The white is right thing.
Black magic is evil.
Yeah. Exactly, right? I guarantee you it's an African woman. I guarantee you it's a dark skinned African woman, I think.
You're right.
Right? Okay, cool. There it is.
You're nailing it.
Right? What kind of husband? She got a husband? Check colour of husband.
I don't know them things. What does her hair look like?
I guess it'll be straightish. It'll be straight, right? Is it straight?
straight mess.
Yeah. I've seen it before. I've seen this player build. I've seen this player build before.
You sound like a racist.
I've seen it before. I've seen this player build. Was there any cosmetics?
Said pro clubs.
Was there any cosmetics like blush, red lipstick, pinkish lipstick? Was that there? Yeah, I've seen this player.
He's never seen the video before.
I've seen this player. No, because you know what it is? I've seen this player build and I've had these conversations family events. I've seen it.
What you mean with the green diamond?
Shine bright like I've seen this character before and I've had conversations with this character many times in family settings.
By the way, you're missing the extra part of that. Caricature.
Yeah, exactly. A caricature. Because I just don't think, like, and maybe I'm wrong. You lot can tell me because you're Caribbean, right? I can't imagine a Caribbean woman getting on the mic and doing that. Okay. I just can't. I'm sorry. Maybe a Caribbean man.
Do you know what I thought was mad?
A Caribbean woman? I don't think so.
And maybe it's because of, like, I think when I look at, like, not our culture, when I look at, like, the entity of blackness.
Yeah.
Because I always say this all the time, you can't quantify blackness. We're not homogenous beings, we're not a monolith.
We're not one thing, we're not two things.
But the lady sitting next to her, the white lady, who's basically saying no, but the comments are racist. She's like, no, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, the man ain't going to lay down with you, you know? I didn't get it. Like, I'm thinking, listen, I don't call out things which I think are generally racist. And I also say to a lot of people, if you were to experience racism in real life, yeah, you will pause because it'll be so outlandish, you won't know how to react to it. 100%. I've been racially abused before, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And even me, I paused. It's so out of pocket. You're like, wait, like, raw.
Oh, raw.
That's what I always laugh about, for example. Let's take something dumb, like Amelia, chicken shop date. Yeah? I didn't realize how funny the process was until the American comedian, Andrew Schultz, was sitting down with KSI and he went, so you have the white girl that sits down and eats chicken with black people. I didn't realize how problematic it was because I just thought it was normal.
Chicken and not any type of chicken.
Yeah, but do you think that's not chicken? Do you think that's another issue though? Because we're not looking at it like that. We don't find it.
The problem is us. We are the problem. The reason why we're the problem is because, listen, right? You don't see any other community go for that kind of stuff. So this is why it comes back to the argument of, you know, when we say there's no black community, because if there was, we wouldn't go for these kind of things.
Do you think
these
we bite the bait, happening. Like, far too many times?
Far too many times.
Look at this, Dan Abbott is not liked, but then being liked, and you man are from East, right, yeah? She's been the Hackney MP for 20-plus years.
So she's the face of blackness, it also really
means,
and truly.
It also means that because she's been the face of that for so many years, yeah? She does her job and she does her job well.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be like...
She literally walks.
I've seen her around
Hackney. Seen her walking in Hackney and be like, it's Diana, but just walking down.
Don't get me wrong, yeah? Right. I think when you're a person of power, whether you're female or male, yeah, regardless of your background or whatever, there's going to be elements of people that don't like you.
Yeah.
Right, yeah?
Of course.
100%. And the Hackney borough, especially from the era that you two grew up in, was a shambles.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. But there's also the element of, though it's a shambles, the Hackney area has gotten better over the last 10 years.
Yes.
So actively, she's been an MP. She must be doing something right. We're not talking about them idiots like David Lammy, who's just on the mic moving like a madman, right? Yeah. Or Chuku, who was originally a Labour MP who moved over to Lib Dems, right? Yeah. We're talking about like proper people. If you don't like her because she aligned herself with, what's my man's name? Last Labour leader.
Corbyn.
Thanks. Jeremy. Then cool. But you can't take away what she's done as an MP and what she's done for the London borough of Hackney.
No, you can't.
Right, yeah? Now, negating that, language is very important. Right, yeah? And I've always said this. If I think Mark's a certain something and I don't say it out loud, it's in my mind. The minute I take my sour mouth and come run my mouth on Mark and say something out of pocket, bro, then it becomes something else.
Because that was out, yeah.
Yeah? Like, everyone has wild thoughts. The minute the wild thoughts become into the universe, it's different.
You are now responsible for them because you decided to let them out.
The fact you've even said, let's be clear with this statement, right? Yeah. Make it makes me dynamic makes me want to hate all black women. So yeah. All black women caught straight. You could have just said
one brush, you know.
So yeah, what you do if you just said I hate that woman, I think she's foul.
It's that, a, that's it.
Yeah. Your comment
this makes me want to became hate a, all comment, of them.
Your sour comment became a racist sour comment. Mm-hmm. Then
in the beginning,
then it's like, I want to shoot her. So not only does that sound like a threat, listen, yeah,
shoot her. You know,
not only is it a threat, it's a racial threat. I report you to the police because you can't say he didn't say it. You said it.
Yeah, what? And he apologized for it.
My thing is,
so he said it. He's admitting, apologizing for it. You are admitting you've said it.
My thing is, yeah, and I've had this conversation with my mum, and I have a conversation with my mum a lot, and I say, like, in school we're raised to be very uniform, like, mm-hmm. in the way that we are, the way we act, be quiet in school when the teacher's speaking, yep. blah 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 blah, but then the people that rule the country, when you look at the
House of Commons and stuff.
Whenever they're doing their we was doing that in school and getting sent home and getting sent out.
But they're middle
and
class. Our parents, but they're middle class.
Right? But these are the guys setting example. And so when I think about it, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then we go to work, right? And we can't address people by the wrong gender, for example. If someone's changed their gender, we got
But the rules are not the same. The rules are not cool. You know this. And
And this is what I say. And this is what I say to people. This is what I say. People that study politics, right, you can't learn it by a book because the people in power don't play by that book.
No, they don't.
They don't follow that book.
No.
They don't follow every type of... And that's the reason why... what they want.
And that's the reason why I say I admire Boris and people think I'm mad.
No, yeah, no, same.
I admire Boris because Boris pissed in people's faces and told people it was raining and you drank it. You drank the Kool-Aid.
For the same reason why, for the same reason why you rate Boris
Trump,
it's the reason why I kind of rate Trump.
Those two have done to politics is
they're running amok.
It's going to be damaging to politics for so many years.
It's already been politics has
because
been finished.
No. But what, when I say
United States politics was finished the minute they made Ronald Reagan a president.
Yeah, done it, man.
Cool. But you've now shown, you've now taken it to another level to the point where people stormed the Capitol.
What are you about people?
I'm just saying people.
Yeah,
I can't use JCs anymore.
But I'm like, we've had like the presidents have always had scandals. I mean, Marilyn Monroe was dealing with
F. Kennedy.
Kennedy. Yeah. Monica Lewinsky was with.
She was giving top.
She gave a neckle to
Neckle. Wait. I almost missed that. Neckle. Oh, that's great. Hey, babe. Neckle's time.
She was doing that to Clinton, right? So for me, it's like, stop. These aren't people to like. They're not model stand-up people.
Obama had great PR. He wasn't a good person, bro.
These will do what they want. So my thing is, don't say Donald Trump's too corrupt to be a politician. Boris Johnson's too corrupt.
They're all corrupt.
No, let them have a whale of a time.
By the way, can I simplify this to West? And I say this all the time, yeah? Hmm. I said to someone the other day, who's more dangerous? Trump or Sleepy Joe? They said Trump is. I said, are you sure about that?
How?
Yeah. I said, are you sure about that? They were like, and they was like, oh, but look at what he says. I said, okay, cool.
I know he's my enemy. All right then.
I said, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I know what my enemy looks like.
Yeah.
So I said, let me be clear. The guy who's been talking crap for 4 years or the guy who's got 40 plus years of experience and his vice, who has 20 plus years of experience, who can do damage to most people without ever opening their mouth. Mm. I know the type of villain I like.
Mm. Yeah. As I said, listen. If you're gonna kill me, I would want to know how you look, when you're gonna run upon me, when you're gonna fight. I would want to know rather than you're my friend. We're eating dinner together. There we go. Say hello to Jesus. Shoot me dead. Right? I don't have time to run. I don't have time to fight back. I don't have time to do anything. Right? Because you're my people. You're eating with me. You're my friend.
I'm Mark.
You're my friend.
Peace be with you.
Yeah, but you know, it's so crazy though, right? Because Malcolm X said that about liberals, right?
Yep.
He said, "Be careful with the liberal because they're like a fox." I think you're likening them to a fox, right? They'll smile, you know, they won't let you know they're, you know, they might play with you, act like they're on your side a bit, they've got a smile, but deep down their intentions are dangerous. Way worse, yeah. Right? And for me, I'll follow that, man. Listen, both options, or all the three options, or how many other options, listen, vote for Kanye West. Yeah, oh, you might as well. Yeah.
He said, next,
turn next, into a Kanye West. Have fun with it.
As I talk about people that disappear and reappear again, yeah?
Now you see me?
But sorry, by the way, in relation to that story, the call is for them to, for the Conservative Party to return the 10 million that he gave them, and Rishi Sunak was like, but
it's mine.
Why would we do that?
10 million they gave who?
Rishi.
The Conservative Party.
Oh, the Conservative Party gave Rishi Sunak.
No, the man who said these things.
The racist guy.
Yeah. Gave the Conservative Party 10 mil.
10 M's.
And who is Rishi he? What kind of business does he have?
He runs, I think it's IT.
Oh, okay.
Software, whatever.
Yeah, you know what's you know what's interesting though, right? Just before you move on, yeah? If he was working for a company that's owned by him, right, but you're getting paid good money, would you leave after this information comes out? Because I swear
I'd be looking for a new job.
Yeah, I'll be looking for a new job, but I won't leave straight away, bro. But when I leave, there's no notice.
You want to ride the wave out, see how it goes.
When I leave, they're calling me, Gabe, how come you ain't clocked in? Shut up, man. Prick. That's how I'm going to, like, certain jobs, that's how I want to leave. Like, don't ever call me.
But yeah, so, all right, so yeah, let's piggyback off that, yeah. Talk about people who've disappeared. Where's Kate?
Yo, where's Kitty Cat? So,
where's the kitty cat?
Yo,
because I'll be honest, if I'm Harry and Meg, I'm like raw. Like
I am bussing.
I'm there.
Up.
I'm there with popcorn.
Yes, right now.
I don't.
What happened?
Kate Middleton's missing.
So Kate Middleton has been missing since December.
Oh.
She was meant to go into hospital for some kind of procedure, surgery, something.
BBL.
Oh, BBL. Oh, okay.
No. See, because he really believed it. No, she was just going in for some sort of procedure.
Okay.
We've not seen her come out. And then a few days ago,
what do you mean by that?
We see her in a... I'm not talking about Le Butterquois. So then out of nowhere, we've now got a picture of her in a car.
Ooh.
Looking majorly inflated, very Mr. Stay Puff, not looking like the Kate Middleton that we've all seen.
She's not been seen with her husband for
inflated. Oh, okay.
Then 2 days ago, I think two, 3 days ago, this is last week by the time you guys hear this, but a few days ago, she came out with a picture of her and her children without her wedding ring. And it was just a very generic, royal-looking picture.
For Mother's Day.
Yeah, because her cousin's Peggy.
For Mother's Day. Tutus now. It starts coming out. See, wait, there are inconsistencies.
You don't get it. I wait for it to drop. There you go.
This is why you're good. This is why you're... No, that's brilliant. Continue. Oh, shit. That deserves more.
You know, I'm online just trying to look for the picture, so I'm listening to everything.
So... The picture's now come out as there are major inconsistencies with the picture. The children's hands, her hands. It looks like somebody's fucked with the picture. Tutus now. The next day, the royal family have come out with a statement from my girl, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Her statement saying, you know what? My bad. I took the picture and I tried to put it through the Instagram filters and I basically fucked it up. My bad. This is all me because I tried to do editing sometime. I think I'm some little Photoshop G.
Nice.
In a manner of speaking, that's basically what she said. Via a statement. But again.
So is she in a car? You said the picture is.
Yes.
No, look at the family picture.
Yeah, look that's at the what, family picture.
That's the one you
picture.
Need to look at.
That's the, which one where she's looking thick?
She's standing. She's sitting down and then she's got her three kids. One's on one side, one's on the other side, one's behind her. But I think there was like an alterate, like they
think it was. They're it's saying, a Vogue picture.
Okay, they're saying that there's a part.
Oh,
of
this one, yeah.
Yes.
The picture is from her face is from the Vogue, photo
it's from
shoot.
From Vogue cover.
Oh right.
I've seen the thing.
Oh, swear like.
Yeah. I can't see the.
They even said that the trees, for the
Oh, that's
for
the
time it is.
The car.
There's too many leaves on the trees. Everything.
Okay, so that are they saying is that her?
That's what they're saying.
She's looking. I mean, she's looking tick. Yeah, looking tick.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
But apparently, like,
The husband's been cheating from time.
Oh, okay.
Lady Rose Hanbury.
Oh,
Hanbury.
That's her name.
Hey, like five like son, man.
Fam, I didn't know.
Kim Cumberland.
I heard about her, but I didn't know her name.
Kim Cumberland and Peggy.
Oh, listen, do you know what? Yeah, to be fair,
Stop doing that.
To be fair, though, yeah, if you was in his position...
I wouldn't have got married.
If you was in his position, yeah, the amount of tuntun...
No, you... I'd NDA it.
I'll be moving like Bruce Wayne.
The amount of tuntun you'll have access to...
Bro,
Wait.
I still think it still gets me mad, yeah, that his corners are pushed on like counter attacking football, and he just like,
corners
crazy.
That top is
just
off.
Zing it, bro. Zing it off.
Like counter attacking football.
What?
You're really good today.
But I saw. Really good today. You know what? Funny,
I did hear that.
Funny, I saw.
No, the rumors is that she wanted out of her marriage, but she can't.
I saw Kate Middleton.
They don't want to do the same thing.
Let me just finish what's actually been happening.
Yeah.
So, with this, after she's now made that statement, people are now finding mad inconsistencies with the picture. The picture is one that was used from a Vogue cover or something like that. And it's basically made everyone ask the question, hey,
Where's Kate?
Is she okay? Blink twice if you're
all right. Oh my God, what happened to Virgil?
It's crazy though.
But then you see that other statement saying
the palace have
leave us alone type of thing. It's our business or whatever.
So I think it's funny, yeah.
But where was that for Meghan?
So well, I thought it was funny about the people that like the thing. This is what you have.
To be fair though, with Meghan, they wanted the attention. Yeah. They wanted outside attention.
No, it was too much.
No, but I'll be honest. This is the thing. This is a prime example of, and Gabriel will understand this mad before you. You've got a brethren that you grew up with, yeah, that could get away with murder. Around women, around people, just get away with murder. Mm-hmm. Like, not in a literal sense, but he could say outlandish things, like, women would laugh it off, like, oh, you're so silly, and whatever, whatever. But if you was to do that, bro, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're moving
mad. That's the definition of what this is. Kate is liked as a person, yeah? Because of the optics of what she's put out,
she doesn't speak, you know what
the UK population is like. Oh my God, she's a doubting mother. She keeps her mouth shut. Like she does charity work, but she gets paid to it anyway.
She plays her role.
Yeah. She plays her role.
Run that back. The charity thing. You get paid. Yeah.
She makes sure she does. She plays her role, which is like it sounds really mad to say this, but the old school version of. She smiles and shuts the F up.
That's
what you want.
But that's what they want in a traditional woman. Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah.
The worst thing is, remember, Diana was the people's champ to everybody else. To the monarchy, she's like, this woman's getting on our nerves.
Yeah.
She's doing too much.
Yeah.
Camilla just stood there, was like, when my time comes, I'll be there. Right, yeah. But that's the thing. For me, I was looking at it like, I got all the jokes as well. Even like the conversation with my manager at work. Bro, everyone keeps saying, I didn't think you'd say it. Yeah, they said that BBL. I was like, raw. I'm there laughing my manager. Like, because even I'm looking at it like, raw, can you imagine it? Like, she come out with the bumper. Because before, when she was getting married and they're telling me about, like, Pippa Middleton.
Rear
like,
of the year.
I said, rear what did you see?
Nothing.
Wait. I'm trying to understand the royal family. Yeah.
Go on.
The Queen's husband.
Yeah.
Is he alive?
No, he died. He looked like he was dead before he was dead.
He was dead before he was dead.
Oh, okay. And
he looked like he was drinking vampire blood for a couple of years.
What about the guy with the fingers? The sausage fingers?
That's the king.
He's the king now.
Yeah, that's Charles.
And he was dealing with Camilla.
Yeah. He's married to Camilla.
Oh, he married Camilla.
Yeah.
And Camilla's the one everyone hates.
Camilla's the one that he was cheating with.
But the English people love.
Yeah.
And Diana's the one they hate.
No. Diana's the one they loved.
No, the people loved Diana because she was the people's princess. She didn't really give a fuck about the royal family. Kind of just showed them, you know what, I don't really give a fuck about what you're doing.
The age gap between Charles and Diana was mad anyway.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So that's why...
What's the main reason why people like Diana again? Because she was
the people's champion.
So what she did was everything, she broke rank. Yeah. Like there's certain things that you're supposed to do as a royal, but she broke rank to kind of make sure like, I think there was like a, even when like the boys were younger, like when Harry and William were younger, there was like a race at school and then she took her heels off and then ran the race.
Yeah.
Like she was like a normal person that happened to be a royal.
But the royal security spokespeople, etc., were saying to her, no, we don't get involved in this. We don't do that. Diana was like,
it's my children. It's
a parent race. Why am I not getting involved in it? Took her shoes off, dusted people. Then but it was the big thing of, yeah, it's like breaking
obviously
rank.
Obviously the rumour being like, obviously Charles was heavily with Camilla.
From before he married Diana, by the way.
Yeah, Diana was linked with
Al Fayed's
son, and then obviously in the middle of the French tunnels.
And was pregnant, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Al Fayed's son, okay.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, what you mean, you know, the Muslim, you know, Al Fayed? Come on.
You know, like certain things you'll never know the answer to. Like, it's just one of them ones, isn't it? But. Hey, Kate, come outside, man.
Come outside and play.
Hey, Kate, you raggedy bitch.
Then, yeah. Over to Mark. Mark.
Because you can see him, Mark, innit? You can see him pointing. Some
firearms.
All right, so basically, in Louisiana, in what country? Louisiana.
His mouth never works.
Hey, only at the right times.
I'm not your guy. Chill out, bro.
Louisiana.
Yeah. Took your time.
Governor.
He had a wire and he said that I'm mad. Sorry, Louisiana.
Governor signs a bill to allow individuals 18 years of age and older to carry.
Are you sure you don't have a lift?
I may do.
Struggling with bare words, bro.
Mouse is juicy.
Chill out.
That's enough. Oh,
nah.
Chill
out. That's enough. That's why Reese has to be chill here out. Because you would have got away chill with that.
Out. I get away with it.
No, you don't. Chill you out.
Anyway, with that, let me finish this off. Pause.
Take time.
With yourself. With yourself.
You could be on a hat trick very soon.
Oh, a hat trick?
Yeah.
He's 3-1 down.
Yeah, so basically. They've signed a bill to allow individuals 18 years of age and older to carry concealed weapons without a permit or any training.
By the way, there's a T in permit. But
Permit.
Thank you.
Permit or training.
Louisiana's too dangerous for them to be passing laws like this. I'll be real. It's one of the most. Down, it's down, one of the down, most down, like hey, New the way, Orleans.
It's better if Louisiana than Chicago.
I think New Orleans worse, you know. I think Baton Rouge, yeah, I think it's like the one of the worst places. Like.
No, it's not. Do you know why? The other day,
it's Missouri, Ferguson.
The other day was the fifth time in 7 years that Chicago, that no homicide, no nothing.
Yeah.
So that means everybody holds a bullet per day. Someone holds a bullet per day.
Per day.
Yeah, I still think though, I think because I know with Chicago, it's more so a certain part of Chicago.
Yeah, but every day.
But I'm hearing like St. Louis, Ferguson, like is it Missouri, yeah. St. Louis, that's like the crazy. That's crazy.
The South is tapped anyway. And I think, even Atlanta now, I think Atlanta's known as like Black Hollywood now, and where everyone's down there. But walking around in them areas is mad. It's mad.
America just doesn't feel like a safe
simulation.
But what's mad is that there haven't been any publicized big highlight spotlight on this situation shootings in America for a while. When there's a bit of silence, America will do stories like this. But then let somebody go and shoot up a supermarket, shoot up a school. Then it's, we need to get gun control, blah, 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 blah. What good do you think is going to come from allowing people 18 and older to not have to have a permit if the permit thing is your safety gate, which it's not really, because people who do most of the mass shootings either have permits or even don't, but they still get them. The way they get guns in America, it's insane. You don't have to go to a shop to do it. So in that case, if you're saying that when they have to have a permit, it kind of weeds out people using them safely and blah, 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 and not everyone can have one. So then if you take away the idea of a permit, then won't everyone have one? Well, not to say like in America, everyone pretty much already has one.
My brain went somewhere else with that. What is the biggest movie that comes out every couple years?
Purge.
Thank you very much.
Another one's coming out. Well, they're working on another one.
Purge. Shit.
There's a film in America that's coming out soon called Civil War, and it's linked to kind of like gun control and stuff like that.
Gun control. NRA pays too much to the government.
Not gun control, but it's linked to like people just carrying arms.
Do you know the reason why you can't, even though it's in the constitution, why people can't bear arms in public in America? Oh,
in certain states.
No. Why you can't bear arms like outside?
Yeah.
Like, in your hand. So in the 60s, I think 60s, 70s, when you had the black, when you had Black Panthers.
That's it. Yes, you weren't allowed
to walk around. I think because of that, yeah, where they were obviously like manning their own neighborhoods.
But they were open carrying, yeah,
and people didn't like it. So obviously, when they talk about putting drugs into the community and things like that, they changed the rule, innit, because of that exact thing where you got like the right to carry. Because
the Panthers had the right to carry.
That's
arms.
The reason why this Louisiana thing could be a pro or a con, because ultimately it's like I don't need to flash a weapon to let you know. I don't need to let you know I'm carrying. There's that guy on YouTube that talks, and when police stop him and he's like, I'm just letting you know I'm a carrier of a firearm.
Yeah.
And he does the videos and police have stopped him. Ultimately, if I'm a carrier of a gun, and this is the negative part of it. If I'm a carrier of a gun and I'm getting run down by police and you ain't told me, ha, I'm a fed, bow bow.
Yeah.
Because that's the part of America which is mad. Every state has different rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So in New York, you can't carry a gun. You'll get to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah? There's no such thing as being a licensed gun holder in New York. In Connecticut, yes. I think in Connecticut, you have a license to hold a firearm. In New York, in the main city, myth.
There's certain states, or is it cities, where you could walk on the street with your gun swinging. You're just allowed to.
It depends.
Because I saw an open carry state. Yeah, because I saw a
In LA, it's a myth. You're not.
I think in Ferguson, you're allowed to.
Yeah, in LA, with Black Panthers, you can't do it. Not allowed. Impossible.
Because I saw during the protest, like it was a black guy and he's had like a AK, like a massive, and he's walking around. No, with it.
Continue. Go on.
Oh no! I had to stop. Gotcha, but they stopped him. They stopped him. What'd
you
do? And they just interviewed him and they said, okay, yeah, it's fine.
Carry around your massive.
As long as he presented the permit.
My name is Dexter.
He presented his license or like permit. So yeah, he was good to go. But
I bet he was.
Listen, man.
Yes, sir. You're so annoying.
But you know what? I think with America, the dangerous thing about America is this, right?
So, it's not a real place that people are tapped.
And you can't say to them you can't have guns because it's too late.
Yeah.
It's too late because a lot of people have guns for safety, right? In America. In America. I'm trying to think if guns should be legal in the UK.
Myth.
Not
myth.
Hell no.
Myth.
They won't start it.
Bro, people can't even manage the Z case.
There was a gun shop in Catford.
Man, them can't manage the Z case. You want to give these Z case on firearms?
Yeah. It's so funny looking at the Welcome to the Culture comments. They say dumb stuff like, we respect the UK man, them. They have sword fights.
I saw something the other day where someone tried to say something about UK guys, and I'm like, bro, a lot of you man that come over here would, because no, really, a lot of the guys here in America who people think are the guys, I know many a story of the rappers who are on piss in America come in England, and they look very uncomfortable.
And getting,
the only rapper in recent years that's come over from America, rest in peace to him, that was moving comfortable even around Mandem was Pop Smoke.
Do you know what's interesting? Cause
even Young Thug was moving jumpy around here. Bow Wow, they took man's chain.
Think of it. I'll be more scared with someone with a knife because that's more up close.
It's intimate, bro.
Yeah, no.
It's intimate.
A gun, you can fire a gun from distance.
No, it takes more courage to stab someone to death.
Sorry.
To shoot someone.
Sorry.
It takes way more courage to stab someone to death. Like, that is crazy. That's like, I want you dead. Shooting is like, you know, from a distance, you could. But it's interesting because one of my American friends, I remember him saying to me, you couldn't survive, because he was from Chicago. He was like, you couldn't survive coming to Chicago. It was like,
I could. I have an English accent.
He was like,
because
how cheeky you are. Like, trust me, I know guys like you in the hood that have been killed. And I said, you know why that statement's very stupid? Because my personality and the way I am, right, is a reflection of where I live. Right, so if I'm in Chicago, you prick, from the beginning, right? Time,
you prick. Yeah, what makes you
I'm
think?
Not going to be the same person.
No,
I'm probably going to be very, very different. So it's like, even so, when people are like, "Oh, you guys couldn't survive America," we could. If we lived there, and if you want to use the same argument, if you had the same attitude you have over here and came to the UK, you'd be in big trouble.
Like, I remember I watched something the other day, and one guy was like, he's like, how long did you live in America for? He's like, I lived in America for 4 years. He's like, what did you learn out there? Like, what was your experience like as a black British person being in America. So when I first got over there, it was a bit techie, it was like a bit off brand of just how people were acting, because just how the way people treat people of color. And he said, the minute I started speaking, like, the shoulders relaxed. And it's like, oh, you're not from here. Like, they treat you better because it's like, okay, cool, you ain't on the same ignorant stuff that we're used to. And I think naturally it's one of the ones where it's like, okay, Americans come over here, we'll ban Americans, like, ah, you, her, whatever. Whereas in over in America, because we don't give up the same thing, like, they're not rating us. It's like, oh, yeah, you don't spell words properly. Bro, you speak English, not American, English.
Mm-hmm. That's something they still do to this day.
Like, yeah.
What that thing y'all talk over there? That's that English?
Bro, I got, listen, when I'm writing at work here, like, I have to write in, it goes out to American markets. Bro, the way I have to use Grammarly just to make sure that I've spelled it the American way, not the English way.
With their Zs and stuff, innit?
Bro, colour, yeah. C-O-L-O-R.
Oh my God.
It's irritating, man.
Right, but it is what it is. But as we're on this tapped country as it is, yeah, let's talk about the bill passed for TikTok. I don't use TikTok anyway, so it ain't gonna be me. So this is them people that do this on camera.
Stiff hips.
So basically, yeah, TikTok.
I said stiff hips. Definitely not Congolese.
TikTok ban approved by Congress.
What?
Congress.
No, before that.
Banned.
Before that.
Bill. Approved.
Okay, go on.
Hey, one of them.
The US House vote. So basically, it means that US will part, I think, any a different type of state.
What?
Or just US in general. It's just the whole of US will ban TikTok if it goes ahead.
If it goes through with a bill through Congress, then it's the whole of the United States.
That's mad. How you feel about that, Gabs?
So they're basically, if they don't...
I know you're a TikTok man.
You're fucked, company-wise, you're fucked.
I mean...
Who?
You.
No, no.
It depends. Because of the company you work for, I'm not going to bait it up, because some of your content gets put through like YouTube. Yeah, and but...
They won't do it.
It won't go through.
They're just using it as some sort of bargaining power or some sort of, yeah, it's not going to go through. It's just...
All right, let's say if it possibly did.
Then a new application will come around, just like, because before it was Vine. So before it was Vine and then a new application came. So a new application will come around and people will just move to that application. So I think the world, at the end of the day, the world will move on.
With that, yeah.
The world will adapt. The world will move on. Things will be fine. At first, it may seem as if what will happen is people go straight back to Instagram, and then that would allow enough time for another app to be recreated, or that would allow time for Instagram maybe to add some features to make it more like TikTok. Yeah, it's like for example, you see when Instagram started Threads, they were waiting for the downfall of Twitter.
Yeah,
and the moment it happened, here they come with Threads, right? I think the same with TikTok. I think they've got something in the works. Where
the Threads even kick off?
If it happens.
Not really.
Thank God I didn't download that.
I think if TikTok was to obviously lock off, they would have something in place where, yeah.
All right, here's the science of it. Mm-hmm. So,
again, Gabriel?
Lock off.
So basically, with the bill, the fate of the bill is uncertain, but basically, unless the company that owns TikTok sells it, if they don't sell it, then they're going to be banned in the US, and they're going to be barred from Apple and Google app stores in the United States, and they're basically going to be banned in the US. President Joe apparently will sign it as a protecting Americans from foreign adversary controlled applications.
He's going to lose a lot of votes from young people.
By the way, do you know why this is funny?
A woolly pump out.
No, do you know why this is funny?
A woolly.
Do you know who started this? Trump did.
Trump did, yeah.
But Joe Biden is the one that's like, yeah, we're going to protect Americans. So when Donald Trump was doing this, everyone was like, Trump's being a madman.
But that's like when Ken Livingstone did everything for the Olympics to get the Olympics here, and then Boris came in and it was like, yeah, look at me, I did it, I brought the Olympics, and you're like, man, fuck you.
But Ken Livingstone ruined his what do you call it, by the anti-Semitism thing.
Oh yeah, every time.
Every time.
So everyone, Kevin Livingston was like the most liked.
Mad.
He was the most
every
liked.
Time.
Was the like, most liked mayor, and then obviously he bought an Oyster card and everything, and he just absolutely finished people.
Fam, shout out to Red Ken. Red Ken. I don't. I mean, no, this used to be old name. I
Red Ken, don't... like as in like Street Fighter. Street Red Ken.
Fighter. That name has multiple meanings. Because Labour, old school, Red Ken, and yeah, Red Ken. I personally don't use TikTok, but for the amount of people who do use it, for the amount of people that make money from it, especially in the US.
You better go find a job.
Over here. Get your ass up and cook. Clean or do something. Yeah, you're going to have to find...
going to end up on OnlyFans anyway, man. It's fine.
It's like with the OnlyFans thing, right? Remember there was a ban on OnlyFans where they said it was going to close down and then look what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Of course it didn't close.
Yeah, but with that, you can't advertise it on your Twitter or
Instagram.
Or Instagram.
That's why people use
it. Yeah, so they use a link. They use like a link thing and they advertise it.
Oh, they add a link and then on that link it's got all of their Twitter, their Instagram, blah, 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 blah. OnlyFans is here. My Pornhub is here. Alright, that sounds like I'm talking about something. Yeah, it was a good day that day. But it's like reset. I think it's just like what happened with Vine, what happened with, even though Snapchat is still about, but
I hate Snapchat.
I never got it. I never understood it.
It's an age thing.
You just snap and chat in it.
It's an age thing.
Because like that was back in the day. That was like what girls would send nudes on. Because obviously, anyway,
people just do it on WhatsApp now with the time syncing.
Yeah. So you can only see it once.
See, I've never used WhatsApp.
I'm sorry, you're a loser if you send someone a Times nude. Come on, man. If I'm sending it to you, you're meant to have it.
Nah, but you see that with like a Snapchat nude.
That's a man, yeah, who doesn't give a fuck about his job, and he's just like, yeah, my whole face will be in it. What am I doing up? What am I doing up?
What, holding my work badge as well?
Tech time, dog. I thought it was a euphemism in there. That was mad.
If you found out your son was sending nudes, what would you do?
If he get in front off the back of it?
Huh?
If he get in front off the back of it?
Off the back of it, yeah.
How old my son?
Another question.
It's of legal age, 16. But
then, if he get in front off the back of it, then cool, live life.
Yeah?
But yeah.
Yeah, I'll smack him still. Kind of behaviour is that? 16, I definitely wouldn't have been doing that.
You gotta give him the smack that you would get. You gotta give him the smack that you would have got if you tried that. Because
16 was like, you don't lick out. That was 16. That was, you get what I'm saying? I'm saying that was 16 years old. Well, that's what we was on. Like, that's. You can't do that. That's what 16 year olds was on. Like, when I remember it, he wasn't taking dick pics. So,
camera quality weren't really active when we were young.
Teardrop
phone weren't.
BlackBerry joint, you know what I'm saying? Did a little.
You said BlackBerry joint is crazy.
It's crazy.
I've got to talk about blocking. Obviously, TikTok is blocking.
No one took a nude with a BlackBerry. Oh my God, what were you thinking?
You never got a nude off a BlackBerry?
Yes,
before.
I did.
It wasn't good though.
No,
it was enough.
At the time, you didn't know what fucking more than a 8 megapixel.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a pixelated nipple, you know. It's all right. Just
man said they look like chocolate buttons. Yeah,
it would run.
Yeah, it could run still.
What is it? Am I Jamaican side? Anything.
Anything.
You know what I'm
saying? We've heard Rich say the lyric before. By the way, talking about blocking, we spoke about TikTok. Now NHS are going to block teenagers from getting hormone blockers, correct?
Yeah, NHS have confirmed that children will no longer be prescribed puberty blockers at gender identity clinics.
Who wants to go first?
Okay.
I'm still fucked on the fact that there are such things as puberty blockers. Like, yeah. If it's Ronseal and it does exactly what it says on the tin, then
Jesus Christ.
Then
no, it's funny. I just can't.
It's literally blocking
development.
Puberty. Something we all have to go through. Something we all went through in order for our bodies to grow and develop and change and become the monument of excellence that they are today, with a bit of chicken shop life. So you mean you're actually, the fact that the NHS was prescribing this, one, is a testament to Le Batqua. They work hard. Yeah? I don't even know where the two is. Two, yeah. This Gabriel? Is shit.
I look. Do you know what?
So the fact that even blocking or saying, yeah, we're not doing it anymore, it's like, why were you doing it in the fucking first place?
I just think, like, a child should not be allowed to make a decision that would affect their life for the rest of their life, right, at that age. So for me, that's where I think it's wrong. If the child says they don't want to be this gender or don't want to, and you assign them a puberty, I don't even know how it works and why you would give this to a child, but at the end of the day, man, I don't think a child should be in a position to make that kind of decision. Mm. Wait until they're older.
That's coming from a time where you as a child, imagine saying to your parent, "Ah, I don't want to be a boy anymore. It's long."
Because what happens?
I want to be a girl. The idea of saying something like that is insane to fathom, because they tell you, "What do you mean you don't want to be?" Whatever, and they send you along the way because.
And I articulate it in a way which is like.
Please, because I'm right, struggling so with. I'm articulating it in a way which is
like a generational thing, and I'm articulating in a modern day thing, yeah? So, as a generational thing, I think there is this heavy emphasis on what is sex and what is gender. And it's something that becomes a daily conversation and the rest of that stuff. I always say, whatever you want to be is up to you, fine. As long, if you're not harming no one, fine.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being young when there was actual things as tomboys.
Yeah.
Now, if you wear men's clothes, it means that you want to transition into being a man, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Because you've now taken away the caveat of, I just like baggy hoodies and tracksuits.
Yeah.
Whatever. Is she a lesbian? Maybe nobody cares. Whereas now, I think people lead by the fact of, oh yeah, so and so, I am trans. I am. No, you're just a person.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I think because there's such an heavier emphasis on it, it's harder for like. An older generation to be like, okay, cool, yeah, that's what you're doing, fine. Everyone's like, oh my god, another one. Because it becomes a topic of discussion all the time, like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm a vegan. Okay, you don't eat meat, I'm a vegan. You know what I'm trying to say? It becomes that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we're putting this into modern terms, and this is my opinion and my opinion alone, yeah, I've always thought it was dangerous for young people, doctors or not, to make a decision that can directly affect your life for the next 10 to 15 years. So,
mm-hmm.
Someone's like, oh yeah, but if they're feeling a certain way, okay, cool. I said, the key word is feeling.
Feeling, right, yeah.
I was like, when feelings I was,
changed like
when
that.
I was younger, I wanted to be Spider-Man. And this was before Miles Morales was a thing. Because Miles Morales became a thing when I was 23, right, yeah. Because 2013, yeah. No, 22. I wanted to be Spider-Man. I wanted to be a superhero. I wanted to be the rest of that stuff, yeah. It is physically impossible for me to be a superhero. And I'm going to be childish with that approach and then move it forward. Right, yeah. Mum, I want sweets for dinner. No. Right, yeah. You're going to have this. But I want sweets. Right, yeah. The point of when we talk about lived experiences, for example, is our parents are our parents, or the adults who look after us
mm-hmm.
are there. They can be open and understanding. Right, yeah. But I also think there's an element of bullying in modern terms of if you don't do this, you look ignorant.
Mm.
Right? So, naturally, when we're talking about kids transitioning or sex and gender being separate, that's totally fine. But it doesn't have to be, like, if you remove, for example, a TikTok, or you remove, like, the internet and the free access of the internet that kids have,
mm-hmm.
these conversations aren't things that people have. You would just be yourself, and it wouldn't be a thing where, oh, I feel trapped in my body, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think it would just be a thing of, okay, cool, I'm young, I feel a bit uncomfortable in my body, but I can't figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going through puberty, and it's a confusing time, and so I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, like, why I feel differently to everybody else. But that's something that you naturally will figure out, and you can go and talk to a therapist about it and the rest of that stuff. It's not
as you grow.
Yeah, but I think because of the internet plays a part of, okay, I called it, I see something like, maybe it's that, maybe I feel like, or what, and that's where it becomes problematic. Getting to the point of this conversation, all of us in this room went through puberty. It was weird, it was uncomfortable, like hair's growing, you're like, oh, this is, you're growing, your knees hurt, Oscar Salatas, all the other stuff. But naturally, it's something you have to go through, whether it was awkward, your voice breaking, and I'm just like, men, I can't.
Breakout spot.
Yeah. Oh, like
when spots started.
Yeah. Oh. Obviously, Kay's not here, so I can't speak about the female experience, regardless, yeah. But regardless of that being the case, cool. When we were growing up, it was never a thing of, oh, because we're boys, we're doing this because we're doing boys. We just did it because we enjoyed it.
Mm.
When you were a kid, you were playing with Action Man, your sister's Barbie, you're playing with both of them because they're dolls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Men wearing skirts or dresses. If you're Scottish, you wear a kilt anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Private school boys used to wear skirts anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So certain things are like non-binary anyway.
Yeah.
Right. When I wasn't on the episode at the time where we're talking about toys and toys with genitalia. Bro, an Action Man I had never had genitalia.
Smooth.
Right, yeah. It was smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah. Right, yeah. I didn't know.
We always looked, but it was always smooth.
Barbies.
Yeah.
Barbies.
Smooth.
I don't think Barbies had nipples. No. Nope. Right, yeah. It was just it was just a thing.
Just mountains.
This guy. Right, yeah. So then even then, because obviously I wasn't here for the episode, toys have always been non-binary anyway. If we're using it by what we're used to, they've been non-binary. So this topic of hormone blockers in itself, here's the thing. I've never seen the logical understanding, and I've read bits, right, yeah, of blocking the process that's allowing you to get from A to B.
It's crazy.
I've always said, right, yeah, and whether it's problematic or not, right, yeah, I think if you want to transition, it is a conversation when you are legally an adult,
mm-hmm.
right, yeah? Because if you can get
What's the age of drinking?
18.
So cigarettes is 21.
Voting is 18.
So you can change.
Cigarettes is 21.
You can have blockers or whatever.
I think so.
And if stuff it's like that now. At an earlier age. Are you nuts? Yeah. You crazy?
So then, I think someone said the other day, they was asking America the question, saying, about voting. Oh, yeah, I think that's too young. Oh, I think that's too young. By general, but you should be able to do it because it's a spectrum. So it's like, if one is a life-changing thing,
mm-hmm.
and so voting's not dangerous. All these other things are not dangerous. Age. It's still a process.
Yeah.
So this is the thing about it is being able to block your natural process of your body
on the NHS.
Right, yeah, is scary. And I'm not saying it's scary to me, because I've got to be looking at this. Okay, cool. I have siblings. Right, yeah. If I was to sit on my siblings, they're like, okay, cool, I'm going for the rest of that stuff. I'm trying to understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Then of me trying to understand what it is, it's not for me to project what my thoughts on this are. It's for me to make sure that when I'm speaking to them, they understand the choices they're going to make. Because mm-hmm. certain things can't be pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear. If we're talking about trans people make up like 0.1% of the world. There's not that much trans people you're going to come across.
Mm-hmm.
There's not. The problem is, because of how the spectrum of how LGBTQ plus is, you would probably, to the general person, you'd honestly believe that there's more trans people on the planet than there actually are.
Yeah. They have more supporters than there are actual trans.
Of course,
trans.
Which is, there's not an issue with the supporting of people who feel like they're trapped in their body. There's never an issue with that.
Mm.
The issue is, and it's always the issue I've had with anything, when kids are involved, I'm always going to feel a weight.
I won't have a weight. Right, yeah. Something to say about it.
Because at the end of the day, I feel like some people are progressing certain thoughts onto kids. I think someone did something the other day where there was pride or the video, there's a baby walking around with pride and like non-binary, da, da, da. No, just let the child be a child.
Yeah.
Not everything has to be done in a political way or, okay, I feel this way, boom, fine, listen. And you can say that about religion. I said, but minus wars, religion's not bothering no one.
Mm. So,
And some people can say, but trans people don't hold about time. Yeah, but I said, the thing is, if you don't want to be religious, you don't have to be religious.
You don't have to be.
Like, religion for me has never been pushed in my face. And I'm not saying the agenda is, but because of how it's being progressed in modern times on the internet, it's sometimes you're going to look at it and be like,
I don't know about that one.
Something don't sit right here.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be disrespectful, that something don't sit right here. So with the blockers, it's like, if we're talking about 12, 13, 14-year-olds, we in this room, even Gabriel, as mandem as he is probably thinking, right, 12, 13, 14, bro, I was weird, voice was growing, like, man's running the streets on a push bike. Yep, yeah. Yep. Like, voice sounds a bit skew-width. One day I sound like Mickey Mouse, one day I sound like Barry White. Like, you didn't really know, you know what I mean? Gabriel probably sounded like Giggs when he was like 12. Like,
I don't even sound like Giggs.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, for me, it's good that NHS stopped doing this, because now you go back to, and this is the key part, now you go back to the actual emphasis on people's health. And I mean people's mental health.
Mental health.
Right, yeah. I'm not saying people have body dysphoria or the rest of that stuff, but now you can actually go through the process of helping people understand why they feel this way. Okay, I feel bad. Okay, cool, take the blockers. It's shortcuts.
Yeah.
That's the dangerous part. It's the shortcuts.
But I think with things like that, no one's telling them on like the scale, the long scale, like how many years the effects of it. Like 10 years down the line, what's the effects going to be? Say if you change your mind.
What's going to happen then? You're stuck.
So you see, like,
go on.
Sounds a bit weird, right? But you see, like, obviously you take puberty blockers.
It's always scary when Gabriel says that.
Does that, so as a woman, would that stop you from, like, developing breasts? As a guy, would that stop you from, like, developing hair, your joint growing, for example?
I think what it does is that weird middle stage of hormones, because obviously hormones affect people differently in different ways. So I don't know if it, I don't know if there's a point where it could affect your testosterone levels. I don't know if it could affect your periods. I don't know. I think it plays a part. There's a, it's a varied spectrum across the board. Okay. But I feel like it's something that everyone has to experience in a certain sense, just for you to kind of know your body.
Yeah.
I think when you don't know your body, it's less likely, you're less likely to be able to manage it. Because you're still going to grow, like in height or in whatever. But if you're just doing the blocker stuff, like we all had that stage where you were like 5'1" and then you got taller and then you just looked gangly and uncomfortable. Yeah, I remember that stage. I was looking at the ground like, why is my bed small in this bed. Why I look so like, why my foot hanging off the little single bed, bro? Like, what's going on? Like, and that's the thing, like, there's a humor to it in that the thing of like what it feels like to go through puberty and the rest of that stuff. But naturally, that process of going through puberty probably made you who you were.
Yeah.
It's something, yeah, it's a, it's pers, it not, what's the word? It's personality building, and as well as it's not only is it a rite of passage, but it's the stages of you. You can't be growing and take out a stage in your life. You went from not walking to walking, and now you're small, and now you're suddenly in between, and now you're a teen, and you have to go through that. Then you get your first driving license, you get your first car, but again, it's a part of that.
I just think personally,
so it's a bigger
conversation than just giving someone a tablet and being like, yeah, it's fine. But then I still think, I don't get it twisted. I don't just have this thought process about like taking hormone blockers. I have the same thing about antidepressants and giving kids antidepressants.
Yeah, it's mad.
I think it's dangerous, bro. Like, if you're telling me, like, some of the antidepressants, like, one of my friends was on, he's on antidepressant from the age of 13. Shit. One of the, like, he's an adult now. One of the antidepressants he used to take is now illegal. You can't use it anymore. So you're telling me you was damaging my body. And this, see the point I'm trying to say here?
Yeah.
Of something where you've given a child something from a young age, and then it's like, okay, cool, we're allies. We're not going to do that. We're not going to, like, we're allies to you lot. But we're allies to you as an adult because your brain is fully developed and you can make a choice. Making a choice as a kid, I'm not saying you got to make mistakes, like thing, but some of the choices that you make as a kid, there's a reason why you have parents and you have people just be like, yeah, I want to make you feel comfortable in this stage and we want to talk about it, but not everything is required. Not medication isn't required for everything.
For everything.
I'm an asthmatic. I don't touch my inhaler. And that's not because I'm one of them people where I'm like, oh, it's not holistic. It's just I had my normal inhaler and my steroid inhaler. I had my first asthma attack when I was like, 12 or 13. Mm. And I remember how awful that made me feel. And from then, I think when I had my secondary asthma attack, they offered me the same medication. I said, absolutely not. I affirmed it. Why? Because I don't need to be told twice about how my body works. And I think that's what it is. When you figure out how your body works, you know how far you can push the line and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're all old enough in this room to be like, okay, cool. If I do this, I know how long it's gonna. If I drink this amount of alcohol, I know how long it's gonna put me down for. If I eat cheese, I know. You know what I'm trying to say? It sounds dumb, but ultimately you have to figure it out. And I know there's a double side of that coin saying, okay, but if you take the hormone blockers, then you're gonna have to figure it out. But you don't have to do it. Because you're blocking something you don't need to do.
You don't need to.
And you're blocking something that naturally happens.
So that's the thing. It's the natural process of your entire body.
So what effect is that going to have on you?
You can still be non-binary. You can still perceive yourself as a man, or you can still perceive yourself as a woman without having to do that.
Mm.
If you want to, if you're a woman transitioning to a man, you want to band your boobs, do that, right? But it doesn't have to be a thing where it's like, even with the hormone blockers, I think it's more of a therapy conversation, like, doubling back to what we started on, than it being a thing where it's like, okay, here's some meds. Because sometimes it's just a conversation with someone who's probably going through the same thing as you, had a similar experience growing up.
I think all of them will have a different experience or a different outlook on how they deal with it.
I think they've been doing that with women though, putting them on like the contraceptive, like for different reasons. They've been like already.
Oh, you're talking about the pill?
Yeah. They've been doing that with women. Like, I think if you get, I don't.
Even the pill's dangerous, bro.
It's very dangerous, man. I know some people had some major side effects like migraines and stuff like that, and yeah, it's yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Man, world is in the bin if the NHS is giving that type of thing to children.
The only reason legally. Why the only reason why they start to remove it now because they realize the rise of referrals.
I think if it was one of the ones where it was just like, okay, cool, maybe. Now where it's one of the ones where like, okay, cool, this is becoming somewhat problematic. Rise
in referrals.
Yeah.
So nah.
Crazy.
So instead of just being parents, just like, it's okay, we'll just throw pills at the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's wrap on this, the final topic as well, yeah.
Yep.
Marcus Jebediah.
I've got my answer straight away.
Right, so we'll go to you last then. So
basically, if you could choose an album to be made into a movie.
Oh, fuck this question.
What would it be and who would direct it? As I said, I got my answer.
Go on.
I'm going for Good Kid, Mad City and the director.
He's poisoned the head, bruv.
Director will be.
John Stapleton?
Ivar. No.
But if he was here, don't do that.
It would either be Matt Reeves, who done the Batman film.
What?
Yeah, I'm going for Darkness.
Nah, stop me, bro. You can't. Nah, you need.
Or Frank Miller, who done Sin City.
Oh, Frank Miller, Good Kid, Mad City would be great.
In that kind.
Nah, he'd make LA look wicked.
Right. Noir.
Yeah. With them palm trees.
In fact, Frank Miller's got one of my favorite movies, and it's Sin City. So I'm not gonna.
Yeah, that's what I said. Sin City.
Gabriel, what would yours be, even though you don't watch Blood Clot?
I don't watch movies, so
that
I can't
tell. No, an album that you would...
Yeah, so I was going to say, I can't tell your director, but a movie, My Crazy Life by YG, album. That.
Okay, so two LAs, all right.
But the reason why I'll say that is because with that album, he talks about how he was put onto being in a part of a gang, stuff that goes on, like flocking in like a Chinese neighborhood because they have their money in cash and... You know, issues of his mother, and he goes through everything. So, and I think as well, that is probably one of the best albums to be released
in the last 10 years.
That album was crazy.
It's not a bad album.
It's a really good album.
Yeah,
like, Mark, it's a good album.
Yeah.
If you listen to it, Mark, it's a good album. Yeah, well, it's a good album. Yeah. But yeah.
Uncle Murder has a good album, by the way.
Uncle Murder.
Uncle Murder's got an album. Good album, by the way. Go on, your turn.
I don't think I can't stand him rapping for too long.
No, it's cold.
Yes.
You can't say Prince Purple Rain because it's already been done.
You're an idiot. It's
funny. I've got two. I just found one.
Alright, I'll take Igor.
Shock.
Ooh.
Shock.
Igor. That's and a good one. That's I a think good one. Tarantino would have to do that.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Tarantino doing Igor.
I don't know about the Tarantino, but I don't even know who that is. But Igor.
Quentin Tarantino.
Shut up then.
Igor, I don't know who that is. Igor's a good one. Igor's a good
You're
one.
You're a joker.
Yeah, no shock at all.
I don't know who that is, but no.
No shock at all.
Do you know what's so crazy? I did drama and everything, like. And I never watched any films. Like, yeah, I did drama rubbish. In technical rubbish, and man. College.
Good is it because well. your life is already... It's already a movie.
Yeah, it's not, already a movie.
It's just, do you know what it is? It's just like movies. I don't know. It takes a lot of concentration. Like, I usually get bored.
Concentration.
So your
attention. I usually avoid concentration.
If you Rocket, just see makes... what Marcus Thoram just...
Reese, what's yours?
I've got two. So one is... One would actually have to be a trilogy movie. And it's Fabulous's mixtapes, the Soul Tapes.
Ooh.
Yeah, and anyone who's heard Soul Tapes, you would understand why.
Some of his best work.
It is his best work. And
Mixtape Fabulous is
underrated. It's a different monster.
They always say that about him.
Mixtape Fabulous is ridiculous.
And they say during the like holiday seasons, he's always putting out.
Oh, yeah. The Christmas, summertime shootouts are cold as well. And I think the other one was...
Wait, you didn't say a director.
Oh, for that one, it would have to be Scorsese.
Ooh. What, you going for the black and white?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Can I Can I add another one?
Go on, as I'm looking at my second
one. My second one would be Camp Lo's first album.
Ooh.
And the guy who did Sorry to Bother You.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, nice. Right?
Nice.
That nice. Feel, that guy, killer. That album, yeah, he made that look wicked.
I get jealous of you guys talking about films.
Because we know stuff. There's not.
Ricky!
I don't even know the director of that film.
Oh my god.
I get jealous.
Wait, I've got another one.
I've got back to my second one.
My other one is Snoop Dogg. His first album.
Ooh.
Wait, the director is going to make or break this.
The director is the same person. I forgot their name. The same person who done They Clone Tyrone.
Oh, yeah.
Good boy.
All right, cool.
Yes.
So these are my last two, yeah?
This is fun.
These are my last two. I'll do my favorite one for last. Kanye West's album, The Life of Pablo.
Ooh.
And it will be done by, ooh. Oh, my God, the guy who did...
Del Toro.
Something Del Toro.
Not
the guy who did the new Pinocchio movie.
I would have said the one...
I know who you're talking about, but I forgot his name.
Del Toro.
Del Toro. Yeah.
So, okay. The Life of Pablo, it'll be him. And then one of my favorite Kendrick albums, it's a mixture between two of them because this is thing. It will be Damn.
Mm-hmm.
And Damn will be done by... Ooh. Let me write this correctly.
Be careful.
You're going to... Because of the way the album is, you're going to look at me mad. Michael Bay.
No, I see where you're going. I see, yeah, explosions. Some sunlight in the right way. Yeah. Sun twinkling as something's got, yeah.
Love's gonna get you killed. But pride's gonna
be the devil. Some people forget that Michael Bay done the one with The Rock, Mark Wahlberg, and Anthony Mackie.
Yeah.
Bodybuilders one.
Yeah. Tough.
So, yeah.
Oh. So then, that'll be it, yeah. Down with Michael Bay.
Have you listened to Schoolboy Q's new album yet?
Yeah. All right, I got into it again.
Yeah.
R&B album.
Ooh. Oh, R&B. Summer Walker's last project, Soft Life 2, would have to be done by what is his name?
Hey.
Summer Walker's Soft Life project would have to be done by the person who did Best Man's Wedding.
Bastard.
Why?
Because I wasn't going for that director.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Go on.
I was going to go for Mary J. Blige, My Life.
Ooh.
Classic album, man. But for director, I have to change it up now.
No, you're the same director.
I'm going to go with the same director as The Wood.
Hey, chill out.
The what?
The Wood.
LA movie. Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I still wish I
was. There was a little bit of gang shit in there, so you may actually like it.
What, cuz?
Have you seen Snowfall?
Nah.
But the guy is in there from Snowfall.
You think my sister wholesome? No, I think she pretty.
Oh, yeah, he's from the South, isn't
he? Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what.
From North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina.
I would say Southern Hummingbird.
Ooh.
I'll say that.
You can't be hit with director, can you?
But I can't do, yeah. I can't. Sure. So you had to pick director for me, actually.
Sweet Hummingbird.
Shit, that's a really good
The guy one. Who did Moonlight.
I think that's one of the most underrated albums as well.
The guy who did Moonlight.
I don't think it's underrated. People know about that album.
No, they know about it, but it's like, no one speaks of it.
Yeah, but it's like saying Maya's album, Case of the X. If unless you were around at that time, you don't understand it.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be weird. Daniel Caesar's, not his most recent album.
Racist Bastard.
The one before. The one before.
Brown and Famine.
The one before he got cancelled.
Racist Disasters.
And... No. All right, Frank Ocean.
What, Channel Orange?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Channel Orange.
Best song was in
the Director single. Of the Raid.
What the?
No, it makes sense. Frank Ocean loves martial arts, it makes sense.
Yeah. What is going?
Yeah, especially on the song Monks.
That would be
especially on the song Monks. It
makes weird sense. As fuck.
I can't lie, the one I'd look forward to
or the director who did everything and...
Everything, Anywhere, All at Once.
Out of all of them, the one I look forward to the most, obviously I don't know the director, but
Eagle would be bad.
One at a time.
The easy one would be Wu-Tang 36 Chambers, done by Gareth Evans, who done
Evans,
the Raid and Gangs of London.
Listen, this has been episode 191 of the DSP podcast. You can find this DSP on all your favorite DSPs, my personal favorite YouTube. Shout out Kay, hope she's back next week. Yeah, you can find mine, Mark, O, Kay's, and Gabriel's information in the description below. You can find a TikTok link before it gets banned. You can find a website link. You can find O's book link and Mark's photography link and a Spotify link to our playlist in the description below. I've been Reese to my left spin.
Drinks.
To my right spin.
Oh.
Behind the camera's bin.
Gabriel.
And we'll be back next week.
Rest in peace, Akira Toriyama.
Rest in peace to Akira Toriyama, the GOAT of most people's childhoods when it comes to anime.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal favourite, Walk and Live.
Tarkan.
Bomba Clark. Dead. Zit. Love and guidance.
The snow party thing.
Snow party.
If it's not snowing.
The snow party.
Snow party.
Gabriel. You've been listening.